Dr. Maggio to continue report a consultation on patient Nisreen Tahri, first name Nisrine, last name Tahri. Date of birth 3/21/2006. Referring physician Dr. Marwan Hassaleh. Assaleh. First name Marwan. 591 Summit Avenue, Suite 205, Jersey City, New Jersey 07306. Dear Dr. Hassaleh, thank you for referring Ms. Nisreen Tahri, Tahri, for infectious disease evaluation. Patient is an 18-year-old female with a history of Lyme disease. It's 2018. Patient has previously been treated with 1 month of doxycycline, 100 milligrams twice a day. She was again recently retreated with no improvement in her symptoms. Her symptoms include chronic fatigue. Patient has no known drug allergies. Past medical history is positive for depression, which she sees a psychiatrist, is taking Lexapro, Vistaril, and Abilify. She also complains of headaches, lightheadedness, low back pain, nausea, and occasional shortness of breath. She, 18 years old, but attends school at home. She lives at home with her supportive family. She was born in Morocco, came here at age one, and grew up in Jersey City. She has limited travel history, but did travel to Pennsylvania, Lake Lebanon area in 2014. And since the time of diagnosis, her symptoms of fatigue have persisted, prompting her to be retreated again in 2024. OBGYN history is unremarkable. She denies any sexual activity and has not had a pap smear. Surgical history is negative. Family history is positive for cancer in a grandmom, diabetes, her dad, and depression. Medications include Lexapro 20 milligrams PO daily, Vistaril 25 milligrams PO daily, and Abilify 2 milligrams PO daily. Not drink, smoke, or use intravenous drugs. Physical examination reveals well-nourished, well-developed female, 5'8", 185 pounds, BMI 28, temperature is 98, pulse 68, blood pressure 110 over 70. Physical examination, head, nomocephalic, atraumatic, eyes, pupils, equal round, reactive to light and accommodation, extraocular motion is intact, fundi not visualized, sclera non-ecteric, gingiva within normal limits. Nose, septum, midline, ears within normal limits. Mouth, pharynx not injected, tongue, midline, no thrush. No lymphadenopathy. No tracheal deviation, neck supple. No thyromegaly. Chest symmetrical. Expansion, lungs clear, heart S1-S2. Regular, no murmurs, rubs, or gallops. Abdomen soft, and tender. No masses, no clotting, no rebound. Extremities, no cyanosis, no clubbing, no edema. No deformities, no arthritic signs. No nodes. No hemorrhages. Skin, no petechiae, no rash. Lymphatics within normal limits. No ankle edema present. Neurological examination. Cranial nerve 2 to 12 intact. Motor strength within normal limits. Sensory examination within normal limits. Cranial nerves within normal limits. Cerebellar examination within normal limits. Examination includes labs, hemoglobin A1C of 5.1, vitamin D 15.8. Serologies include hepatitis, CMV, Epstein-Barr virus, which shows IgG positivity for both EBV and CMV. Lyme antibody was positive with a negative IgM Western blot. Immunoblot IgG was positive. Impression. 18-year-old female with history of depression and Lyme disease is referred for infectious disease evaluation. Patient has been treated with oral antibiotics for Lyme disease with little improvement in her symptoms. The patient symptoms of chronic fatigue are nonspecific. Could be related to her previous history of Lyme disease. Due to immune dysregulation. Period. Possibility of underlying sleep disorder should be considered, and a sleep study should be warranted. Vitamin D will be supplemented. Recommended diet, exercise, and nutritional evaluation. Continue. Psychiatric management, antidepressants, at some point consider MRI head, neuroconsult, and lumbar puncture. if symptoms persist. Patient will follow up in 2 months' time. Further recommendations will be made at that time. Thank you very much for allowing me to participate in the care of your patients. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangi, MD, FACPN, and dictation.